Hey everybody, part two on our deflation inflation chat. Interesting comments, good quality of comments. As I say, the way that I hope to serve everybody is to prepare you for the best way to cope with potentially either outcome. I don't want to become a believer in either. We don't know how this will play out. Nobody knows. But we want to establish on balance of probabilities the potential outcomes and how best to position for that. Deflation or inflation, what are the probabilities of both? And depending on who I've spoken to, I do vacillate slightly, but keeping an open mind and staying mentally neutral. I believe deflation eventually is a strong probability, but it's not the only one. One of the arguments against the government, so deflation is very unattractive for government because money goes up in its buying power, salaries stay flatlined and even can decrease. In other words, new people can be hired for less as jobs change. Businesses have decreasing profits, there's decreasing tax take because there's no inflation bracket creep. And the buying power of your money goes up as the available goods and the remains high, but the available money in the system is exceedingly low because assets have devaluated. Entire chunks of digits in computers have disappeared. Houses that were bought for millions now sell for hundreds of thousands. Those banks are just write off that 800,000, or that owner, if he doesn't declare his bankruptcy or fail on his loan, has to continue to service a mortgage, and his disposable income is destroyed on an asset that no longer has value. So the system won't want that. But certain things like night are unavoidable. As sure as you have day, you have night. As sure as you have spring and summer in the economic cycle. Harry Dent actually uses the seasonalities to talk about a certain winter. Every time, and one of the things he does say that is very true, every time you have an overextension of debt, you get a deflation in that asset class. We've had an overextension of debt in property markets, the bond markets, and I believe a lot of money is being driven into the stock market, that companies are being borrowing at cheap rates and buying their own shares back. The subprime car, the student loans. In other words, there's bubbles everywhere of debt that will need to deflate, that will take entire write-downs in the banking system and lead to deflation. Now, that's a probability. We can't say 100% it's going to happen. So I want to stop using that word belief, and I want to do a separate clip on it. The one thing that the inflationists will say is that helicopter money can occur. In other words, instead of pumping money to support, in other words, the central bankers serve the bankers. If you don't, this is the key structure of the game. We are the marks. We are the cows that have the parasites on our back. The banking system is the parasite with the central bankers. If you have a different conceptualization of that, then describe it in the comments below. But that is where, on balance of probabilities, I stand. So that means they serve the bankers first. And the game for them is usury extraction and rental extraction on the masses. In other words, they sit back, you have to work so that you can pay interest payments to them. You exist, you have a certain amount of free time, you have to work and you pay. So that asset over there, these houses overlooking Greenwich Park, they may have been built in their time for only £10,000. The point of the matter is they're worth, in asset terms, perception, £2.5 million. And if I can't have the money to buy them, but I want to live to that standard, I have to pay rent to the tune of, instead of 5,000 maybe on a 10,000 home, that would be a huge yield. 1,000 on a 10,000 home is 10% yield. So I would pay £1,000 a year to rent it if it was built for 10,000. But as a 2.5 million asset, there's no way I can rent it for that amount. It would probably cost 5,000 a month. So the ursary and the rental extraction system, the home market, is central to that, because the minute you have a family, they own you, in a sense, you have to get on a property ladder. That means you have to pay the governing rates. The fact that homes can be created from cargo crates and all of that, and erected up and set up and very nice for £10,000-£15,000, and you can have three or four of them, you can have quite modern design and finish that quite nicely. The planning permit, the planning permits, the places that you can do that in will all be restricted, so that you'll find it very hard to do. So that's who they serve. So to give helicopter money means they would be giving me money, and they don't serve me. They're not interested in me, and they can't guarantee what I might do with that money if they just give generalized helicopter money. I could retire debt, which is then just deflationary. In other words, loan portfolios where banks were getting usury extraction are now disappearing. That just takes away from their margin. Assuming I'm a good lender and I'm paying, I now pay settle that debt. I've got credit card debt at 29% and car loan debt at 10-12% here in the UK, give or take. A lot of it's around like that, and those are the levels. Banks are losing profit if I retire that, and the entire money that they've created is disappearing because I'm setting it back to zero and it's gone. Can you see that? How does that serve the banking system? Sure, some citizens, particularly at the lower end, will just consume it. The people that don't value money will give it to those that do and will buy goods or items. And that'll recreate a short-term bit of heat. It's kind of like a house with no roof and shoveling cash on the fire. You'll create a fireball and heat in the room for a while, but it's out the roofless house. You know, you've just got those war zone walls with no roof. It's gone in seconds. So that would be very temporary. And they know that. So the threat of helicopter money and the study of it and helicopter Ben Bernanke and all of that, he was the helicopter Ben Bernanke. He never did it. He just kept bailing the banks out. So you are the mark. I, on balance of probability, never think you're going to get the money, because they don't serve or work for you. If they're going to dilute you, they dilute you to your detriment and not to your benefit. But they might, only if it felt that they were going to serve them more than you. And I don't see the outcome where helicopter money would. So they will take the deflation in the end, because it will be unavoidable. And they're not going to give you the money to get yourself out of debt and further that deflation, particularly when everyone's confidence and the suspicion of where we are is now mainstream. The alt media and the economic crisis stuff with YouTube. I mean, I was a lone wolf for the last, you know, for 15 years, and the last 7 or 8, slowly getting more and more people that were attuned to what I am. Maybe it's the connectivity of the internet as well, but more and more people are aware. So what does this mean? If you go the deflation route, what do you do? Well, I want to get onto cash. The thing with deflation is, your money buys you more. This is what I keep talking about, the Japanese. They come on holiday here, their currency is stronger. Forget this flurry with Abe, who went totally bonkers for QE. They were 70 to the US dollar when previously they were closer to 300s in the 80s and 600s to the pound. And they're now around 130. So their money buys them more, and governments and people, good for you, but not good for the government or the system. But every summer has a winter that will follow it, and maybe they are, the governments, to trying to hold back the winter for them, which could be good for you if you have cash. So cash may be one of the best things to hold, and this is where the conspiracy comes in on the war on cash. Maybe the game is already clear to the central bankers and the construct, the control construct. And that is why we've just got a new note out, and they're starting with the smallest denomination, 5, and it's coming out in plastic. They've not even committed, speaking to one of my students actually about this concept, to renewing the £50 note here. In Euroland, they're not going to do the 500 euro note anymore. They are going to claim it's counterfeit is a problem. That is a false construct. They are winding down cash levels. There is a war on cash, and that is clear. And why might there be? Because possibly if deflation is the route we go on balance of probabilities as an opinion model, it's my best at the moment, and I'm free to adjust it as further facts come in, and I will, and I'm not married to this. I'm not married to gold. I'm not married to inflation. I want to do the smartest thing for building my wealth in the short time in an extreme period where if you position correctly, you can come out really strong. So having cash actually in a deflation environment will be very strong, but they're going to make it hard. They are going to try flush you out. They might force notes to be handed in to be converted into currency. And when they get everyone into the electronic system, the negative interest rates on deflation will force you to spend and will bail in the banks on a drip, 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 1,000 cuts basis. Every day, a minus 1% interest rates means that all that money that's getting lost, your savings, your money in the electronic system gets tripped and dripped out, and they will play monkey with the rates. You'll still be facing a personal inflation rate, which will be positive. I spoke of the shadow stats and all of that, but in a banking sense, there will be a negative interest rate and your savings will be whittled away. And that's when you'll most want cash, because if you have £5,000 under your mattress in notes, you'll still have it tomorrow. You won't have 4,995 and then 4,975 a week later, etc., etc., going down. So that is why I believe there's a war in cash, and I wonder if this does not prove that they're already aware of that as an outcome. And they will also, they've sanitized Bitcoin. You have to put your passport and all of this. At one point they were trying to kill it and hack it like all the exchanges. Now I believe it's owned by the control structure. So they won't mind if you go into electronic money. Electronic money means they control it. They get the footprints everywhere they go, and any activity is taxable, etc., etc. It's just another form of electronic money. So we want off-grid money. You want the cash. You want the cash. By the way, the Fed has just left rates unchanged. It just flashed up. How about that? Who'd have thunk it? We said 6 months ago they're not going to put up rates. Anyway, they're going to fake. We're surely going to do it in December. Anyway, I don't want to go in a sidebar there. So the key game is the war on cash. The war on cash might be signaling that the deflation model is the correct one. If we go inflation, gold is certainly the performer. And silver particularly, and precious metals generally. If we go deflation, cash is going to be one of the best things, and shorting all the bubbles and being in a position to buy, yes, being one of the guys to buy when everyone else has to get out at the bottom. And falls can be 80% in a stock market, as in the Nikkei, still 89% odd of what it was once. I think it might be in this 65% down today, but it stayed roughly an 80 to 90% fall for a long period, and then was in 80% down for decades before it's at its current levels. And their property prices lost 80-90%, even more than their stock market actually. Stock markets falls initially were 70 plus, and then just dipped into 80s. So what will happen is, if you are in that situation that you are cash rich, you can engage at the bottom of the cycle. You can buy that beautiful home and those secondhand cars that are magnificent, that people can't give away because they want cash. It's the new savings vehicle. It holds its value in a shrinking market. Now, the government will use negative rates to bail in, and they're going to try force you out of the investment that protects you always, because they want to be the holder of the easy, the appreciating assets, and they want you working and rental extracting and usury paying so that they can continue to milk you. You are the dairy cow that must be milked. And as long as you understand that, you want to do what they most want to legalize. And in an inflationary environment, it wouldn't surprise me that they come after and make it illegal, or try close you out for holding gold, or get you to declare it, and later, once they've got you on the grid, start calling it in, etc., or obliging you to switch it, etc., etc. So multiple passports, metals held in various locations outside of legal jurisdictions, including countries that are not part of the Western Axis, that are perpetuating the scam, Unfortunately, many of the globe's nations already have the central banks, so the agenda might be universal and very NWO. And in the event of deflation, cash and being short, long run short, certain asset classes that are overinflated may indeed make you money. And this is where the direction that I'm leaning, and this is part two of our discussion. Helicopter money, I don't see it. I think it's a concept that gets discussed, and it's one that is never intended to be done. Money to you. Why would they, the banking system and the central banks, give us money when they are devaluing the currency by increasing its supply? Why would they then give it to the consumer? For temporary heat in the economy, and then it's all gone? For the risk that you deflate by reducing your debt? They're here to bail out the banks, and the banks need it badly. That's why every time they've done QE, and they've done it four times, they've never once given it to you, and every time it's gone via the same model. They know who they're enriching, and they know who they serve, and they do not serve you. And if you do not have that conspiratorial view, you may believe one day that they will rain cash down on us, and you will think it will be like at school when somebody shouted scramble and emptied a bag of sweets from a balcony on everybody's head. But you will never feel that joy, and it will never, in my balance of probabilities modeling, I don't believe it will happen, despite its regular prevalence. And Ben Bernanke, Helicopter Ben, never did it, in as far as I can see. Now, let's talk about one niche where, in fact, you might argue it may have been partially done. Cash for clunkers. So they wanted to bail out the car makers in the US, and to a degree a little bit here. We were bailing out the Euro car makers more, and they wanted to engineer and create the hype about climate change and get everyone feeling it and enacting it. So they did certain old cars getting paid a slightly higher rate than they were probably worth, in the hope that that money went back into replacing that car with a new one, and they got it back in tax revenues on the car makers, and the companies they would have had to bail out anyway got a flurry of bid at a key moment. And maybe some finance was raised and new borrowing and money created. Subprime autos, all of that happened. So everyone took an upgrade of it. So that was restricted to an industry that they wanted to bail out, a specific critical industry. And this is our problem. Not only the banks are now deemed must too big to fail, but corporations, certain big corporations that are part of the control structure. So big corporations have come on board with the NWO. The parasites have all ganged up together, and there's less of the cow and there's more of the parasite. So the big corporates, where the CEOs are all at Bilderberg meeting, etc., etc., are now also deemed too big to fail. And they can be automakers, they can be big pharma, they can be military industrial complex companies. They are all in on it, and we are all the marks, guys. This is it. And if you ever lose sight of that, just look at how they behave. Don't listen to what they say. Look at how they behave. Look at the food chain. Is it the healthiest food, or is it just scale profits, lower the cost? Look at the big pharma. Is it prevention, or is it just long, expensive cancer cures that kill you in the end and destroy your immune system and only make the cancer come back more viciously later? And they're just an extraction scheme that then has a financial policy attached to it that you have to pay, that has to be bigger because of the costs of cancer cures that aren't cures. Think about it. We are the marks. We are the cows, and they are the parasites. And this is always my reference, my frame of reference for all of us. Why would they give us money? And if they don't give us money, where's the inflation going to come from? With all the debt they've created, it has to deflate away, which is why on balance of probabilities I'm saying deflation, which is why I would say you want to build and hold as much cash as possible and expect it to become outlawed, and that the war on cash will try force you into the electronic system at some point in time. At those points, you also want to be long run long run short on assets, not long on them, because of the deflation, and that should position you fairly well. In the event they somehow manage to create inflation, they go absolutely mental. Let's say they go 5 times the amount of money supply in 1 year and they throw it up. You'll have a temporary spike in gold that could go vastly far, but the diminishing returns of effects of QE. For every money, dollar or pound they create, they're getting a fraction of that less back, where previously they got a lot more. In other words, the effectiveness of QE is dropping, dropping and dropping. And this is why, even if they go more and more hyperbolic, it is the heroin addict that needs 4 or 5 times more to get the same level of hit, and each time more parabolically higher. So I can't see long run, apart from in temporary inflation spikes, when they really lose their mind and go, we're going mental to create inflation, we'll do everything it takes. After the heat wears off, we go even bigger into the deflation, because the more you force on day, the more you have to take on some night. And the longer and the more you force on day, the harder and longer the night will be. And that's my take. And I hope this has been interesting. It's a long clip, but I hope you enjoyed it. And there may be more to follow. Keep the comments coming.